You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. All right, so you buy a computer, and when you get a computer or a car or something like that, when you first get it, it's sweet because there's no memories, there's no habits built into it, there's no apps downloaded, there's nothing. It's just running sweet, sweet, sweet. But then as you keep using the computer and as the year goes by and so on, then the computer starts to slow down, and eventually a time will come when the computer will crash. It'll start giving you like this upside down. If you're in Windows, it'll give you that upside down time clock. What is that thing called? That sand time. And if you are on Mac, it'll give you that circle thing. And that's basically saying that you need to reset your computer. You need to hard reset it. And hard reset is a little different than just shutting it off and turning it on. Hard reset is when you leave your finger on the power button and hold it for like 30 days and then your whole system comes back online, refreshed, recharged. Now, human beings also need this refresh. Human beings also need this hard reset. And I don't just say Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. That everybody that Allah has made fard upon is fasting, just like He made fasting fard upon those who came before us. So you're looking in every tradition around the world and cultures, everybody's got some sort of fast. It's there because human beings need the hard reset. We need to stop our patterns and reset. Now, this is something interesting that I used to think about, and that is, you know, once you start getting into the groove of getting up for Fajr, going for Isha, stuff like that, then the timings change. Hey, Fajr is great when it's at 6 o'clock, but then it starts becoming at like 3:30, and it's really hard to get up for Fajr. And I used to think to myself, you know, what if just Fajr was just always the same all the time? Here's the thing. There's a problem with those kind of patterns. It's not about consistency. It's about your body can get into homeostasis. It just gets used to one thing, and then it becomes weaker. It just starts shutting down. And that happens with our food. So we get into habits like, I always have to have my tea at this time. I always have to eat at 12:30. I always have to have this dessert at this time. I always, always, we get into these habits. I always have to have a snack at 10 a.m. at work. And same thing when it comes to our spirituality and our deen and our ibadah, there are sins that we just can't seem to break away from. They become habitual. So the sins become habitual. The eating becomes habitual. We need to break these patterns. We need to put a finger on that power button and hold it for 30 days until our body and our mind reset. And actually, what's interesting is that fasting doesn't take 30 days of hard reset to change your body. And actually, just within a few days of Ramadan, probably about 7 to 10 days, your body has reset. And it's ready to go for like the last 10 nights. It's like you're taking the power from the first 20 days of Ramadan and channeling it, that power that comes from the fasting, and channeling it into the Ramadan fasting. So what does it mean to reset yourself, to hard reset yourself when it comes to your food? So the first thing that'll happen in Ramadan time is the breaking of food patterns. If you have patterns where you eat at certain times and you eat certain things and you're like, now I can't get my morning coffee, that good for you. Alhamdulillah, you can't get your morning coffee. Now, what am I going to do at lunch? I always spend this hour and a half sitting in my car at McDonald's and being antisocial. Now, what are you going to do? Maybe you're going to read a book. So it breaks the patterns. And when that pattern is breaking, rather than looking at it as something like negative, well, obviously it's not negative, but look at it as something positive and something that your body needs. And I would also say, alhamdulillah, that Allah made it fard upon us. that I'm not sitting here trying to convince you that these are good things. You're doing it because Allah said so. So whether you understand that it's good for you or you don't understand it, that it's good for you, you're still going to do it. And that's a blessing that we have as believers, as Muslims, that we should say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for. Now, when it comes to our spirituality, our ibadah, what does a hard reset look like when it comes to our ibadah? So the first and foremost thing, there's two things that I want to tell you about. Number one is the niyyah, is having niyyah, having the intention to hard reset. So when you come into Ramadan, you don't want to be coming into Ramadan and just going through the motions like, oh, I got to fast, oh, I got to wake up for suhr and this and that. No, you want to start the month with the niyyah, with the intention that I'm here to reset my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm here to reset my ibadah. I'm here to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says that's a niyyah is number one. And the second thing is tawbah. Second thing is tawbah, and that's repenting to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, and I know I was going to say this reminder, and I was going to say this verse, and I thought about it in the Salah before this, and it was really beautiful. Let me share with you the ayah. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says in the Quran, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa inni la ghaffar," that indeed I am ghaffar, means I will consistently forgive liman taba, for the person who repents to me, the person who comes back to me. So you're making the niyyah, Ramadan has begun, and you're making the niyyah, you're coming back to Allah azza wa jal to hard reset yourself into this month, make the niyyah and repent to Allah, and Allah says, "Wa inni la ghaffar," that I am more forgiving. You come to Allah with tawbah, and Allah comes to you again and again with maghfirah, with maghfirah. And then the hard reset as well is, we get into habits of what our ibadah looks like. We get into habits, maybe you're not praying your sunnah prayers, or maybe I'm not praying my sunnah prayers. Maybe we're not doing our adhkar properly. Maybe we're not making our du'as. We're not doing this, we're not doing that. You want to put kind of like a goal, Or say to yourself, hey, here are three things. You don't have to do so many different things. You don't have to do so many different things. But just say, here are three types of worship that I would like to introduce in Ramadan time. Perhaps, inshallah ta'ala, after Ramadan, it will become a habit for me that I would like to live. And even if it doesn't become a habit, that's okay. Even if it doesn't become a habit, take these 30 days. Have it as a little challenge for yourself. And say for 30 days, hey, I'm going to recite Quran every day after Asr prayer. Or, hey, for 30 days, I'm going to do istighfar 100 times a day. Hey, for 30 days, I'm going to give charity every day for 30 days, try to build that muscle of giving charity, and so on and so forth. And I read this analogy that if you're drinking water, it's a lot easier when you drink it from a glass. First, I didn't understand this analogy, but it goes like this. Whenever there's so many good deeds to do, it's like an ocean of good deeds. It's really hard to drink from the ocean. So what you want to do is capture this, make yourself some goals. Pick like three things, and you can do more, you can do less, whatever. And that's your cup. And you say, hey, my three things that I'm going to do for this month of Ramadan is, I'm going to recite the Quran, hey, I'm going to do some charity, hey, I'm going to be consistent in praying in the masjid, pray my five times a day, if that's where we are in our lives, to get consistent in these things, make that cup for yourself and then drink from it, inshallah ta'ala. So we are resetting ourselves in Ramadan. Ramadan forces us to break our habits, and alhamdulillah, we want to embrace that habit breaking, because that's what human needs. They need to reset, just like a computer needs to reset in order to get refreshed, inshallah ta'ala. And that's it. That is my reminder. Jazakumullah khairan to all of you for tuning in. I will try my best to do some more videos, inshallah. And Visionaire Ramadan is coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So these videos I'm going to be doing until Visionaire starts. Once Visionaire kicks in, I'm going full force and make sure that we get our du'as ready for the last nights of Ramadan. So check it out if you're interested. VisionaireRamadan.com. VisionaireRamadan.com. JazakAllah khairan. Yeah, and you know what else is really nice? I found this park near the masjid and some greenery, so you don't always have to see like the inside of my car, stuff like that. So that's also a blessing. If it wasn't for this leaf blower guy, but alhamdulillah, he's cleaning the place up. Okay.